sir?
Roger, Master.
Okay, Mr. Masters, you came before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. You were here for 31411, absolute discharge, parole to your next consecutive sentence. Sir, I'm going to introduce you to the members of the board. To my far right is the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle here is our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright, sir. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel chair. And to my left, sir, is the Honorable David Neal. You are currently serving a 14-year sentence for burglary first degree. If you are paroled to your next sentence, you will be paroled to another 14-year sentence for burglary first degree. And then after completion of that sentence, sir, it looks like you have a lewd and lascivious acts. That's a 5-year sentence. And then at the bottom, you have a rape offense. That's a 52-year sentence. It looks like you received a 412B in January 3rd of 96 you had a 52-year sentence. And then in July, looks like December of 12, you had your sentence commuted to your next consecutive sentence in which you were serving a 52-year sentence at that time, sir. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, it also says that based on the information that we have actually before this board, since it is going to your next consecutive sentence, sir, this incident that involves this specific incident happened in 1977, involved a 72-year-old victim. Basically, the victim said that she came to her door, someone was knocking at her door early in the morning hours. He answered the door. Leslie, you stated that you had her from Western Union. You had a telegram for her when she went to open the door, that you then forced open the door, forced your way inside of the house. While you were inside of the house, you was choked her, tore her pajamas, grabbed the bottom of her legs, and then jerked them off, at which time you told her that you would kill her. Make a long story short, it says that this victim had problems walking. She couldn't get around good. She actually picked her up, took her to the bedroom, sexually assaulted her. After sexually assaulting her, then picked her up, took her to the kitchen where he got something to eat. Then took her back into the room and sexually assaulted her during that period of time. Then went to sleep, the alarm went off. And when that went off, he woke up and went into a sexual mood and again had sexual assault with her. So this is our first time actually having the opportunity to probably most of the members on the board to speak with you regarding this incident. Sir, do you want to tell us in your own words what might have occurred during that time, sir?
Which count is this? Which count are we talking about?
Sir, we're actually talking about the one count where the 70-year-old victim, this older lady, had the count.
Okay, all right. That was Miss that was on Sheridan Street. That was Miss, what was her name? Miss,
I'm going to give that to you, sir. Well, that's the 70-year-old victim. It was an older lady. She was 70 years old.
Yes,
she couldn't get around good. You actually picked her up. Her name was Faye Sheriff Gray.
Right.
On East Sheriff.
Right. Ruby Gray. Ruby Gray.
Yes. So you want to kind of...
Yeah, that was Ruby.
Yes, sir.
That pretty much sums it up right there, what you just said in the report, pretty much sums it up.
Okay, so can you tell us what was going on in your mind during that period of time? What happened while you committed that act?
I was a young man then, and I was sort of schizophrenic at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, you know, I was confused, and I had just gotten out of prison in California, and so I was sort of like, trying to find a, trying to start all over again, trying to make things right. But my, that old mind that I had just followed me, And I was still stuck in that same old behavior. And so I was reacting sort of like just as I had, been for, a number of years, starting from probably when I was in my teens. So it was like a behavior that I was just reacting. I wasn't thinking. And plus I had been drinking a little bit, and I was just confused.
So, sir, it said that Ms. Gray was very old and crippled and could barely get around the house. Is there something that you had against older women? This was a...
I didn't, at that particular time, okay, when I went up to the house, I didn't know, if what the age of the lady was or anything like that. It wasn't anything that I, in other words, it was more a subjective thing than it was an objective thing.
Okay.
It wasn't so much that I was looking at how she, looking at how she looks. It was just how I was feeling at that particular time. So it wasn't that I was looking for any specific, victim or anything like that. It was just something that had, was coming over me, and I was just reacting, just going through a period, or phase that where I was confused and where I was really just like, my mind, was in a state of, at that particular time, I was sort of like, my personality and things like that were, I had just been, I had problems at home and everything like that, and all of these things were depressing my mind, and I was, I was going through all of these different emotions and things that I didn't understand, but I had group therapy. I had gone to group therapy, and I had learned how to some things, but I was still, they weren't able to, they said that they weren't able to really help me. So, but they were aware of it, but they said that we can't really help you. They told me that I was unamenable to the treatment at that particular time. And I knew that I had a problem, which was really, had a lot to do with my emotions and the way I was feeling. So, I really felt bad about what I had done, and I had really tried to seek out help to try to find out why I was doing these things, and so I fell into a depression, really, and it seemed like I would always end up, when I would go into this depression, I would always end up go out doing things that,
Okay, Mr. Rogers.
Got me into a lot of trouble.
Mr. Masters.
Got me into a lot of trouble.
Mr. Masters, so since you've been incarcerated, sir, I see that you've taken some classes. You took a sex offender class in 2009, and then you took a SMART class in 14, sir. So how do you feel now? What are you doing to prepare yourself for the future, sir?
Well, you know, I'm reading. I do a lot of reading on my own. You know, I work. There are some classes that I do take. Uh-huh. You know, that deals with cognitive thinking and you know, learning how to control your anger and anger management and these things here, which have been a big help in me learning my emotions and how to bring them into some type of subjection, you know, so that I don't, even in here, I haven't had a write-up or I haven't had any involvement with the administration here as far as my behavior or my attitude and for the last 4 years. I haven't had no problems. I've just been working every day, you know, studying on my own. I read the Bible avidly. I attend church services. I go to the library and study. I study law because that also learns, that has been able to teach me how I am, you know, to conduct myself in society and get along with the system before really understand. I didn't understand why I was supposed to do certain things or what was required of me for doing certain things, because most of the time I was always being punished. Every time I would do something wrong, I would get punished for it. And just like now, I'm being punished, of course, by being in prison. They punish you when you commit an act. But you have to really desire within yourself to understand your behavior and why you do what you do, and then you can understand how you can correct yourself and you can change your life and you can become a citizen of you know, of your community or your state or whatever, so that you can become productive.
Okay, so
I believe those things there. I believe that.
Okay. Well, so I see that according to the AMES report that I'm looking at, that you haven't had a ticket write-up since 2006, which is really, really good. It means that you're doing exactly like you're saying, sir. So that's been a while since you've actually had a ticket. Sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
All right, sir.
Okay, so not sending any additional questions coming from the board. We're going ready to go into discussion to make a determination whether to parole you to your next consecutive sentence, sir. Is there anything else you would like to tell this board, sir, before we go into discussion?
I think I've just about, you know, summed up everything that, you know, that I can right now.
Okay.
But so I appreciate, you know, whatever your decision is. I know that you are some wise gentlemen, and that what your decision will be for my best interest, and I believe that in my heart. I believe that in my heart that what you're doing is for my own good. I believe that, sir.
Okay, sir. So the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Howard, to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay? After we conclude our discussion, sir, we'll make a determination whether to parole you to your next consecutive sentence, okay?
All right.
The board's now into discussion. I think that Mr. Masters just sounds as though he's learning from mistakes. He's taking responsibility for his action. He's been incarcerated since 1978, where he started his first 52-year sentence, and he was given a 412B in 96 to his next consecutive sentence, which was also a 52-year sentence, and was looks like, if according to what I'm looking at in the documentation, in December of 2012, he was paroled to his next consecutive sentence from the 52-year sentence to his current sentence. I think he is serving a 14-year sentence for burglary first degree. If he was, his sentence end date on that sentence is actually June of 2019. If paroled to his next consecutive sentence, it would be to a 14-year sentence for burglary first degree. And then after he completes that sentence, he has another sentence for 5 years for lewd and lascivious acts. And then after that sentence is completed, he has a 52-year sentence for rape. So I think at this time that Mr. Masters is certainly eligible to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence at this time. So I am supportive of paroling Mr. Masters to his next consecutive sentence, which will be a 14-year sentence for burglary first degree. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Mr. Quinones.
I agree. I see no reason to add to what you just said. He's been in the system for quite some time. He's, again, 68 years old.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Johnson, I'm just, being one of the newer board members, I'm just confused about which. I can see in Ames both the paroles that were granted, but the front cover sheet of Ames is showing the active sentence as being the rape, which would be a 52-year sentence.
He had a 52-year sentence. He actually has three 52-year sentences.
Right.
He has one 52-year sentence, was consecutive to F01.
Followed by another.
And then he looks like he received a 412B in January of 96 for that sentence. And then he was sentenced to his next 52-year sentence, which began on January 3rd of 96. And then in December of 2012, looks like he received a 412B. He began his next sentence.
Which is a 14-year.
Is a 14-year sentence on May 13th of 13. That sentence end date was 6-3 of June 3rd of 19. So that seems to be the current sentence that he's on. And then his next sentence would begin on June 13th of 19, which would be the 14-year sentence that he has. And then when he does that sentence, he has another sentence that's consecutive to A04, which is the
five-year.
Yes. And then after that one, he has a consecutive sentence to A05,
right,
which would be that one.
Okay. I'm just puzzled by the way Ames is showing the active sentence as being the second 52-year sentence for rape. But
I'm just going by what's on here.
But in principle, I mean, with that, at least on record, as questionable in my mind, I do agree that Mr. Master is 68 years old, and he could be considered for 412B. Sorry.
Okay. Any more questions on behalf of the board? If there are no other questions on behalf of the board, I am going to make a motion to grant Mr. Masters a 412B parole to his next consecutive sentence.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Masters?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the board has granted you parole to your next consecutive sentence. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Sir, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing at this time.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, you have a good day, sir.
And sir, would you put the CO3 back on, sir?